Today is Tuesday, April 14th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I was looking at a really interesting, and you guys have probably all seen this already, and I'm probably not even going to be able to find it, so I don't know why I'm bringing this up. Probably because quarantine and nothing happened since yesterday, as it doesn't because we just stay home. But I saw a really interesting article. I do kind of hate these. I don't know. It was interesting, but I kind of don't like these websites where they basically create these slideshows. They're basically just filler for ads. So you go there and it says the top five blah, 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 blahs. You won't believe number two. And then it's a slideshow. And the only way to get to that thing is to go through the slideshow. And you know they're doing that because they have a different ad on every single page. And so you have to click this slideshow and, and so that they can actually get money so that it looks like you're clicking or you're going to every single page that has those ads. And I can't find the article, so I'm not going to be able to give you guys much information. But the article was Secrets About Disney. And I know most of these things most people probably already know, but it was just some interesting things like talking about the tunnels underneath Disney and the fact that, you know, and I know most people know that now, or the fact that Disney has cats, feral cats that go around and they keep them so that they'll eat mice and get rid of any rodent problem that they have. And anything they don't want you to see in the parks, like, you know, doorways that you're not supposed to go through or sign things that they don't want you to see, or I don't know, now I can't even think of what it would be. Fences, things that they don't want you to see, they paint green. Also, the castle is not as big as you think it is based on how you look at it. They actually force perspective on the castle so that the bricks at the bottom of the castle are larger, and the bricks, as you go up, the bricks get smaller and smaller and smaller, so that as you look up the castle, it forces perspective in your eyes and it makes you think that it's bigger. And the fact that Walt Disney had an apartment over the fire station on Main Street in Disney World, you know, when you first walk in, and they keep the light on in that window all the time in honor of him, and they think it's haunted because sometimes the curtains will open and close on their own, and I don't know, Haunted Mansion, they wanted to really have real artifacts in a lot of their different rides. And so the Haunted Mansion ride, they had an old witchcraft book from like the 14th century or something. And they eventually replaced it because weird things kept happening. Like the book kept falling over or appearing in other parts of the ride. Then it was just, anyway. So I just went down this rabbit hole, as you do, because when you're sitting quarantined and your phone just randomly shows you stuff that it thinks you're going to be interested in. I have that page in Android. It used to be called Google Now, where you swipe to the right and it pulls up this menu of like news stories that it thinks you might be interested in. And that was one of those useless stories that you get. So yesterday after I recorded, we did P90X, just like I said we were going to do. And I want to say it's called CVX, but I could be wrong about that. But it was very a mixture of like upper and lower push-ups, pull-ups, all that. But it was done in such a way that was very cardio intensive. So I'm like, I'm like breathing hard like an old 41-year-old man. And at the end of it, I was so tired. I was like dripping with sweat. I was so tired. I fell on the floor. I couldn't even get up. I was having to like hold on to the island because we work out in the kitchen slash living room. We have a little space between the living room and the kitchen that's hardwood floor, and we work out there in front of our TV. And I could barely even get up. I was so, this working out, so difficult. So we did that. And then I don't want to admit this. I really don't want to admit this, but I'm still doing horrible. And I know everyone's going to shame me. I know how it's going to work. I'm going to get shame. Scotty's going to, you know, call in and tell me what a horrible person I am. But I didn't want to cook. And so we ordered pizza. And I just didn't want to cook. I did get a medium. I didn't get a large. And so I feel proud about that. And I made a salad. I did make a salad. So that's one healthy thing. I had lettuce and carrots. And that's all I had that would really go in. Well, I had cauliflower. I don't know if anybody puts cauliflower in salad, but my mom always used to put cauliflower in salad. And so I like cauliflower in salad, but the cauliflower needed to be washed because for some reason, as you do, you're supposed to wash vegetables. I understand that, but this particular head of cauliflower, I could see the dirt on the package and I really need to wash it and get all the mud and dirt and everything off of it. And I was so tired after my workout, I didn't even have the strength to wash some cauliflower. So I grated a carrot because I don't like big slices of carrot. I grated it. And I cut up my lettuce and I had a little bit of those. This is not healthy. this is so not healthy, but I had a canister of those French's fried onions or Durkee fried onions it's what the only thing these are usually used for is they're put on top of green bean casserole at Thanksgiving. And for some reason, I had these in my pantry. I don't know if it was from Thanksgiving or if I had done something else. There's this other recipe called poppy seed chicken where you mix chicken with a bunch of different cream of soups and you put poppy seeds in there and then you top it with crushed up Ritz crackers. But I think I made a version of that at one point a few months back where I also put fried onions on top of it just to spice it up a little bit. So I put those on top of the salad as well. And then, of course, I had croutons and poppy seed dressing. So you know what? It wasn't healthy at all. But at least I felt like I was getting something green and I was getting a little bit of beta carotene, you know, for my eyes from the carrots. And it was a pineapple pizza. It was a Hawaiian pizza. So we also got fruit. So I had lettuce. I had carrots. I had pineapple. I mean, this is healthier than I thought it was. So we did that, and then we watched, I can't remember what we watched on TV, but we watched TV, as we do, and we watched a couple of Bon Appetit videos, and they're actually doing their videos from home, as well as, you know, every other TV show and everything is doing from home, and it's just interesting to see them try to do stuff from home. It brings me back, especially watching, and I can't remember if I talked about this on Geeky Gay or not, but we've been watching Ellen, and Ellen has been doing her show from home as well. And it just, I'm like, they could do such a better job. Ellen and all the other folks who I can't think of who are doing stuff from home, they're doing it to varying degrees of success, first of all, I'll say. But Ellen, for certain, the first few days that she did it, the quality was just horrible. And I just think all these YouTubers who basically do television shows at home, and they have good video, they have good audio, they're funny, they have things going on, you know. And I think, man, these professional people who get paid millions of dollars. Ellen gets paid, I don't know, $70 million a year to do her show. And yet, and they have loads of cameras and green screens and all this stuff in the studio. You're telling me she couldn't ship a camera from her studio and maybe a couple of microphones and a lighting rig so that her audio and video was good? No, it was horrible. I was like, if If a YouTuber can do it on a limited budget, for certain a professional stand-up comedian who has her own show, I don't know. It doesn't bother me, but I just think, gosh, I think they could do a better job than what they're doing. Not just Ellen, but a lot of them. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.